I am Roberta Schultz. If you'd like your cookbook with a few interesting stories, like, say, 76 of them, The Artist and Writer's Cookbook, a collection of stories with recipes, edited by Natalie Eve Garrett, is the volume for you. Published in October of 2016 by Powerhouse Books, the hardback edition features illustrations by Amy Jean Porter and is arranged in six standard cookbook sections: breakfast, soups and salads, sandwiches and pizza, the main dish, snacks, and sweets. In the introduction, Garrett shares her inspiration for collecting the recipes of artists and writers in these words: "The idea for this book solidified when I stumbled upon a cookbook that's older than I am, the original Artist and Writer's Cookbook, published in 1961, which included recipes from the likes of Marcel Duchamp, Man Ray, Marianne Moore, and Harper Lee. It's a deceptively plain-looking book. As soon as I got hold of my own copy, I couldn't put it down. I knew right away that it would be a thrill to create a modern version." The author goes on to share her ideas about the connections between art, writing, and cooking. To her, they are all ideally about making something new, requiring some measure of vision, revision, faith, and magic. Garrett focuses mainly on American artists and writers in her collection, asking them to contribute the last memorable dish they made, or the food they eat while writing, or drawing, or falling in love. In the resulting work, Anthony Doerr, author of All the Light We Cannot See, lures us into the wilderness to find huckleberries and happiness. Neil Gaiman makes an eerie cheese omelet. James Franco shares his take on PB&J. And Joyce Carol Oates offers a recipe in defiance of grief. For a somewhat local flavor, I'm going to focus my review today on four recipes from folks who have been interviewed on Around Cincinnati: Curtis Sittenfeld, Nikki Giovanni, Jane Smiley, and Ruth Reichel. Curtis Sittenfeld is the best-selling author of five novels: Prep, The Man of My Dreams, American Wife, Sisterland, and Eligible. Her recipe for nut-free, egg-free, milk-free, sun butter cookies accompanies an emotional account of her struggles to feed one of her daughters who has food allergies. Probably the most touching part of this essay is the part where the author lists all the things she would do to make her daughter's allergies go away. The list dramatically includes giving up her left hand and her career as a writer, but also humorously cites gaining 20 pounds, but not 100. The essay is instructive to those who have preconceived notions about allergies and passionately illustrates what a mother will do to sustain her young. Plus, I'm really craving some sun butter after reading the recipe ingredients. Poet Nikki Giovanni, for whom my very first German Shepherd was named, is the winner of 7 NAACP Image Awards and the Langston Hughes Medal. Born in Knoxville, Tennessee, she is currently a university distinguished professor at Virginia Tech. Giovanni shares a recipe for smoked rack of lamb that her grandparents used to prepare when she stayed with them on holidays. She shares an account of her grandparents' courting dance that involves wanting only a kiss, a phrase she later realized was her grandpapa's euphemism for something else entirely. Jane Smiley, author of 1,000 Acres, a best-selling novel based on Shakespeare's King Lear, shares a recipe for Trenton tomato pie, the proper label for what we now call pizza, according to Smiley, and possibly the precursor of Italian pizza. Her recipe is very detailed, accompanying her nonfiction piece about Trenton tomato pie, which discusses how she and her husband could find no replacement for their favorite dish in their adopted home of California that even came close to what they remembered from their native New Jersey. So Smiley did what any self-respecting writer would do. She concocted her own version to taste. Ruth Reichel, once the restaurant critic for the Los Angeles Times and the New York Times, and former editor-in-chief of Gourmet magazine, offers a travelogue from her own life. While hiking the pyramids of Mexico, Reichel's mother decides that her young daughter needs an adventure in international living while she and Reichel's father hike on to Guatemala. The goal, to allow young Reichel to experience family life in Mexico and language immersion. While the young Ruth did not, in fact, learn much Spanish, she did enjoy her time with Rosita, a Mexican child her very own age of 8 years. They slept in adjoining hammocks, played jump rope, and enjoyed Yucatan black beans until Reichel's parents returned. That recipe is Reichel's takeaway from the adventure. While I found the Artist and Writer's Cookbook by Natalie Eve Garrett a good browse for a winter's night, you might also enjoy it as a reference for recipes that tease the palate with their tasty titles and savory memories, like A Recipe for Disaster from Paul Muldoon and Feminist Popcorn from Liza Liu, or even the editor's own offering, Disgustingly Good Cookies. You can find a link to the Artist and Writer's Cookbook by Natalie Eve Garrett at wvxu.org/aroundcincinnati. I am Roberta Schultz.